Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, more than investing. Today's podcast is adapted from a piece authored by Sheldon McFarland, VP Portfolio Strategy and Research with Loring Ward. It briefly discusses the risk of reaching for yield with bonds. For full effect, take a look at the attached download for two nice charts. Here we go. What is referred to as both hard and cold and is loved by people young and old? Cash. For investors, cash or income often comes in the form of interest payments received from bonds. But since 1982, the income received from bonds has been declining at a steady pace. If you take a look at the yield for 10-year U.S. Treasuries over time, current rates are well below their 1982 high of 14.59% and below the long-term average of 4.58%. sitting at 1.88% at the start of 2015. Paltry yields have investors taking risks in bonds that may not be prudent given their appetite for risk, and this could spell disaster when rates begin to rise. Bond yields are a function of risk, and one of the main drivers of risk in bonds is duration, the average amount of time it takes to receive all bond cash flows. Bonds with longer durations usually have higher yields, but are also riskier and more sensitive to interest rate changes than bonds with shorter durations. That means a 10-year bond will decline in value more than a 1-year bond when rates rise. Before moving into longer duration, i.e. riskier, bonds, first consider the other sources of income within a well-diversified portfolio. Start by looking at the yield, which can include interest, dividends, and capital gains for various asset classes. There are other sources of income that currently have much higher yields than bonds. Both international large value stocks and real estate investments are yielding more than 3% as of May 31, 2015. A diversified portfolio of these asset classes is yielding around 2%. The next time you are concerned about getting low income from bonds, don't overlook the other assets in your portfolio that are also providing income. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.